straight from the mothership. It's Tim and Mike on Area 54. Area 54. Area 54.
Still a child at 21, so go ahead and find someone who will. the damage.
Happiness. Area 54. The mothership has returned.
You can be back here. Soltar los recuerdos del ayer, así mirándolos pasar y volver, esos recuerdos del ayer. A través de la esencia de mil jazmines se filtra todo tu calor, los pétalos de tus labios sobre los míos apagar su sed. Noches de verano en la esquina de Belgrano, navegando a la deriva hasta el amanecer, sembrando melodías en la noche infinita, lo llevo bien guardado.
podcast from the future.
Chill Show, Tim and Mike. Just played Mexican Institute of Sound. The song played is called Que Rico, and it's off of their album Mexico Mexico. Federico Abel before that did a song called La Esquina, and it's off of his album Panamericana. Morchiba, their new album is called Dive Deep. The song we played was called Blue Chair. Some dark brooding songs on that album, and they have some songs a little poppier, a little bit more it's definitely slowed down version of Morchiba. We had Prov Stellar did a song called Shines, the title track off their album Shine, and Gold Frap, song was called Happiness that we played off of their album The Seventh Tree. We started off the whole set with Koshin, and it was another title track off their album Damage.
Pretty much all new music, you know. We could have finished it off with the latest Portishead to really round up that whole group of
could have just about
put it right in there too, but we didn't have enough time. By the way, there was a full-page article in the latest Newsweek on Portishead's latest album.
Did you get
a chance to read it?
No, I didn't. No. Did they like it?
Yeah, it was just it's a big article about why it took them 11 years to produce another album.
They had some splaining to do, didn't they?
They didn't even really say what they were doing in those 11 years. It was just like, we couldn't have produced another album. It would have not sounded the same, or it might have sounded the same, and it would have been different. And
they didn't want it to be the same.
Like, what am I reading here?
They didn't want it to be the same, but they wanted it to be different.
Yeah, so if they were to produce an album 2 or 3 years after they released Portishead, it would have sounded the same.
Like right now.
Probably, yeah. And they said, it still sounds like Portishead, except they just got rid of all the samples.
Oh, okay. Right. That was original.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any bands doing that lately.
So the first album, Rich is Dummy, they had all the samples. And the second album, Portishead, they actually recorded live instrumentation and then they pressed the vinyl and used the vinyl as and scratches with all the pops and ticks in the background.
Yeah.
And this one, they don't have any of that. But it still sounds like dark, brooding Portishead. So I don't know why it would have taken 11 years. I think they were just probably partying in Ibiza, as they say in England. Ibiza.
Yeah, it could have been.
Well, for you guys heading down to Coachella, you'll be able to check them out later this month at their headlining at the festival. I really wonder what they're going to sound like live on stage.
Yeah, and ask them when you get down there, ask them why it took 11 years, because we haven't heard a good answer yet.
I don't know. You know, it's one of those biblical numbers. You know, you got to take like 3, 7, 11. You got to really take that. Maybe.
Okay, on that one. All right, up next, I'm going to start this next set off with a band called LCD Sound System. Stim and Mike, Area 54 in the Chill Show with you.